This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, July 27. Religious Chaos. Our reading comes from Judges chapter 17. Now a man named Micah from the hill country of Ephraim said to his mother, "The 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from you, and about which I heard you utter a curse, I have that silver with me. I took it." Then his mother said, "The Lord bless you, my son." When he returned the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother, she said, "I solemnly consecrate my silver to the Lord, for my son to make an image overlaid with silver. I will give it back to you." So after he returned the silver to his mother, she took 200 shekels of silver and gave them to a silversmith, who used them to make the idol, and it was put in Micah's house. Now this man Micah had a shrine, and he made an ephod and some household gods, and installed one of his sons as his priest. In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as they saw fit. A young Levite from Bethlehem in Judah, who had been living within the clan of Judah, left that town in search of some other place to stay. On his way, he came to Micah's house in the hill country of Ephraim. Micah asked him, "Where are you from?" "I am a Levite from Bethlehem in Judah," he said, "and I'm looking for a place to stay." Then Micah said to him, "Live with me and be my father and priest, and I'll give you 10 shekels of silver a year, your clothes and your food." So the Levite agreed to live with him, and the young man became like one of his sons to him. Then Micah installed the Levite, and the young man became his priest and lived in his house. And Micah said, "Now I know that the Lord will be good to me, since the Levite has become my priest." To suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. 2 Timothy 4, verse 3. The closing chapters of Judges, chapters 17 to 21, show how things go from bad to worse as God's people keep doing what's right in their own eyes and what's evil in God's eyes. The people fall headlong into a downward spiral, leading to religious chaos. God had set up the leadership of his people, appointing priests to serve and worship. In those days, the priests were to serve only at the tabernacle, the house of God in Shiloh, and then later at the temple in Jerusalem. We read today, however, that Micah made a shrine for his own gods and installed one of his own sons as his priest. Then, even worse, a traveling Levite, who was ordained to serve at the tabernacle, agreed to be Micah's priest. In all of this, the people and their religious leaders corrupted the system of leadership in Israel, doing what seemed right in their own eyes. Or, as we read in 2 Timothy, people set up teachers around them to say only what they wanted to hear. Corruption like this stains biblical religion to this very day. Today we have preachers of self-esteem and prosperity, and many others who make political statements that defy the teachings of God and Christ. For Jesus' sake, there's no better time than now to evaluate what our eyes are eager to see and what our ears are itching to hear. Pray with me. "My eyes and ears are weary of seduction, Lord. Give me your light and saving words for Jesus' sake. Amen."
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.